I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on February 21st, 2020. Red Hat has released version 16 of its OpenStack platform. The platform aims to provide a secure and scalable foundation on which to build and manage private and public clouds, and the release confirms Red Hat's ongoing commitment to a technology stack recently abandoned by its European competitor, SUSE. Built on top of version 8 of Red Hat Enterprise Linux, the new platform combines the OpenStack releases of Rocky, Stein, and Train with popular features from its own last two releases. The company has also decided to provide 5 years of support for the new platform, in hopes that the long-life cadence will make it an even more attractive proposition for corporations looking to invest in hybrid cloud deployments. Google has announced the mentoring organizations selected to take part in this year's Summer of Code. The company has chosen 200 different open-source projects to act as mentors this time around, with 30 being new to the annual program. Students will be able to apply starting on March 16th, and Google recommends that anybody interested should start their preparations now. Just over a month ago, we reported on staff layoffs at DigitalOcean, but now the company has announced a new round of funding. DigitalOcean's CEO broke the news in a blog post yesterday, explaining that the company has now closed a $300 million round of bank debt financing. The company hopes that the new funds will help it expand its worldwide base of more than 500,000 active customers and achieve its aspiration of reaching $1 billion of revenue within the next 5 years. The GTK project has unveiled the first major revamp of its website design in 12 years. Despite minor changes over the last decade, the project's website had remained starkly utilitarian since it last underwent a refresh back in 2008. The new design is not only more attractive to modern eyes, but also provides additional content to its users, and will likely prove a more effective tool for onboarding GTK developers than the project's old website. And finally today, USB-C power woes for Raspberry Pi 4 users are now over, at least for new customers. The Pi 4 was launched last year with a design oversight that caused some smart USB cables to recognize it as an audio device and failed to provide the power it needed to run. But project lead Eben Upton has now confirmed that a revised board design has been quietly pushed to manufacturing, meaning that future production of the Pi 4 won't suffer from the flaw. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/108. We'll be back next week.